El Shaddai, written by Michael Card in 1981, made famous by Amy Grant. When she sang it, Michael Card sung it first. Amy Grant did it the best, I guess. But in 1983, that song won the Dove Award for Song of the Year. Michael Card won the award for Songwriter of the Year. And so I want to use that song to help us understand the importance of the name of God. El Shaddai. El. That is really a shortened version of God's name, Elohim. Elohim appears in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That Hebrew word is plural. In the beginning, the gods created the heavens and the earth. Now, there's probably a lot of people who have problems with that. It's plural. All the way through the Old Testament, hundreds of times, the name Elohim appears, and it's plural. The singular is not used. We probably don't have problems with it because we understand what we call the Trinity. The Father, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The gods created the heavens and the earth. Elohim is what El stands for. Shaddai. Shaddai means almighty. It is singular. And so if you put El Shaddai together, Elohim Shaddai together, Elohim, gods, Shaddai, the Father, the singular, most high, almighty God of the gods, not of the Trinity, but of any gods that are out there. So when you put El Shaddai together, it says the high God of all the gods, the Almighty One. Shaddai is also possessive, which means when you say Shaddai, when I say Shaddai, I'm saying, I am connected to you, O great Father, and the Father is connected to me. Elohim Shaddai, the mighty God of the gods, who is mine, and I am his. El Yon, Most High God. Contrast that with a Hebrew word that is similar to Elyon, Allah. Are you familiar with that word? There are religious groups in the world who use that word, Allah. Allah simply means high. Elyon means most high. Isn't that kind of cool? We have the most high God. We believe in the most high God. Adonai. Again, these words, these names of God appear all the way through the Old Testament. I would like a New Testament version that did that. So I could be reading and I could come across Shaddai. I could come across Elyon. I could come across Jehovah. I could come across Yahweh. Adonai means most supreme, in order, in hierarchy. So you got all of these gods who think they're gods, which to me is nonsense, because when I pray, there aren't, in my opinion, there aren't any gods. I mean, they just think they're gods. Satan thinks he's a god. He's wrong. There's only one triune God above all. And then another phrase in this song, Hebrew, Erkum Ka Na Adonai. Well, we already know what Adonai means. Erkum Ka means we will love you, O Lord Most Supreme. The word na in the middle there means if you please. If you please, O Lord God, we will love you, O Lord God Most Supreme. This song captures for me the truth of the Word of God, the identity of the names of God, and frankly, the emotion of the love that I feel for Him. I try not to be emotional. I try to be logical, and I work on that. But there are times, and I'm sure for you as well, when you're alone with God, it becomes very personal from the heart. So what I did is I translated this part of this song, what we would call the chorus, I translated it into English to try to give us a sense of what that verse is saying. Before I say that, I should say, you want to use something in your prayer life that honors God, that honors His name? This chorus is enough. And you probably know it by heart by now because it's been such a popular song. You can go to prayer and begin your prayer time just with this chorus because it's filled with the names of God. So here's my translation of that chorus. Almighty God, Almighty One of the gods, the only one. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of that name. Almighty God, Almighty One, we are in love, O Holy One. We will praise and lift you high, O Mighty One. Now, if you don't know that song by heart and you want to honor God in worship, there's a hymn that you're very familiar with. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. So you can use that in your prayer time as well. In fact, our hymn book is basically contains two types of songs. One song is about God and about what He has given to us. And the other hymns are worship to God. And we've sung some of those hymns today, where we don't think about God, what you have done for me, but we thank Him, we worship Him, and praise Him for who He is. That's why I'm a pietist, is because our Father God, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit mean something to me.
Turn in your hymnal to 622. We're going to sing "Where the Cross, the Crowded Ways of Life" in piano after all the other styles today. You can stand if you want, but we got six verses here. Where the